The key to a positive self-image, it seems to me, is self-confidence. And self-confidence is something that doesn't happen to you. A lot of people get confidence all mixed up. They say things like this to themselves. I want to be a dancer. I want to be a writer. I want to be an actor. I want to whatever it may be. I want to be an executive. And they say, I want to dance. I just want to get out there and I want to be a dancer. I said, well, why don't you go out there and dance? You know, get out there and do it a lot. And audition for every show that comes along and dance, you know, take lessons from all of the top dancers. No, I don't have any confidence. As soon as my confidence is increased, then I'm going to be a great dancer. They get it all mixed up. You see, the only way you get confidence to be a great anything is by first going out and doing it, and doing it, and doing it again and again and again. And after a while, you begin to... Confidence comes from behavior. Confidence comes from risk-taking, from not worrying about failing, from not being so consumed about whether somebody else is going to laugh at you, not being afraid to fall down. The difference between a neurotic and a no-limit person are both of them are climbing a hill together, you see. And there's a big patch of ice that neither one of them expected, and they both fall down. The neurotic stays there, whines, complains, says there's not supposed to be ice in April. They promised us this on our itinerary, there'd be no ice. It's not fair. Look at, I cut my new clothes, that's not right, you see. And they complain about it. Whereas the no-limit person just gets up and kind of dusts himself off and says, watch out for the ice, you know, and keeps right on moving. They allow failures to be something that mobilize them. Whereas people without self-esteem or self-confidence allow failures to immobilize them. They go out and they try something and they're not successful at it. They're 12 years old. And they walk in and they say, I would like to be principal of this school, or I would like to be the president of the National Bank of Detroit, you know. Well, we don't need any 12-year-old presidents. See, I told you I couldn't be anything. That's the kind of attitude that they have. Whereas the fully functioning person goes, well, if I can't be president here, maybe I could sweep floors in a bank in Toledo or whatever. And uses their rejections and their failures to go on and try other things. The essence, it seems to me, of achieving self-confidence is doing. I hear, I forget. I see, I remember. I do, and I understand, and not one moment before. If you don't have self-esteem, if you don't have self-confidence in yourself, get up off of your rear end and do anything that will make you feel a little bit better about yourself, and then do it again, and do it again, and before long, you'll be a person who has confidence. I said, I remember the very first time that I had to give a book report in school, what I felt like the night before, knowing the kind of friends I had who were pointing to you like your fly was open and all of the other things that they do. And how frightened I was and saying, please, please, maybe the teacher will have a stroke, you know, and she'll lose her memory and won't remember there's a Wayne Dyer in the class. Anything, hoping for anything so I didn't have to get up there. And I said, how do you get to a point where you can walk out in front of thousands of people and talk? It didn't just happen. That was a frightful experience. You do it once, you do it again, and before long, it becomes something that is easy and fun and exciting for you. And the other part of that self-confidence is that you don't equate your image of yourself as a human being with how well you do things in life. You are not what you do. If you are what you do, then when you don't, you aren't, right? You don't exist. If you are your business, if you are how much money you make, if you are your home, if you are your family, if you are your children, if that's what you are and those things go away, and they always do, they always do. Life is very transitory. If you lose your job, and you will, somebody as long there's going to come along and take it from you. That's the nature of the way it works. If that means your self-image is tied up with that, then when your job goes, when that promotion doesn't come, when the house goes, when the children leave, when your spouse dies, whatever it may be, then you die a little bit too. But if you are what you believe you are, and if you allow yourself to fail at some things and do well at other things and to take risks and so on, and you don't confuse your worth as a human being with what you do in life, you see what you do in life as choices, but you never, ever compromise on this one choice. You are always a valuable, worthwhile human being. Not because anybody else says so. Not because you're successful. Not because you make a lot of money. But because you decide to believe it and for no other reason. If you don't understand that, you won't have a handle on being a no-limit person.